special sports presentation of 98Q Country, WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin.
3, 2, 1.
Get up! Get out of here, Cole!
Back at the track. Gone!
To the warning track, and he looks up. It is gone!
Turns around, watches it. It is gone!
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Bye, bye, baseball! Willie Adames with his
today, the crew takes on the Pittsburgh Pirates at PNC Park in Pittsburgh.
This is a tough play. Charging Lewis. Jumps, throws on the run. It's not in time. Brewers win!
With Lane Grindle.
Long run for Grisham. At the track. Wall. Gone! Rowdy Tellez, welcome back!
And Josh Mount.
This is way gone. We're tied. Tyrone Taylor.
Now it's time for the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It's another hot and steamy afternoon in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, as the Brewers and Pirates get set for Getaway Day Baseball, the final game of this three-game series. Hello, everybody, alongside Josh Maurer and our producer and engineer, Kent Sommerfeld. Lane Grindle with you from PNC Park. Brewers evening up the series last night with that 7-3 victory over the Pirates to win their 77th game of the season. Brewers handing the ball to the reigning NL Pitcher of the Month for the month of August. That would be Freddie Peralta. The Pirates, a little different situation. They're going to go with an opener, we believe, today. That'll be right-handed pitcher Colin Selby, but plan on seeing multiple arms used by the Pirates out of that bullpen here today for the finale. It is a warm one here in Pittsburgh. That theme should continue and follow the Brewers along the East Coast as they head to New York following the game here tonight, and it's going to be hot in New York as well. We've got plenty more of the On Deck Show built by Menards when we return to Pittsburgh after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball is brought to you by Christopher Electric, Great Northern Hotel in Wolsten, Home Slice Pizza, Northern Lights in the Lanes, Northwoods Accents, Kozak Enterprises, Jack's Corner Bar, JC Builders, South Fork Electric, Schwamgen Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Hardware and Do Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance TV, Heckman Option, Village Pit Stop, Harbor View, Warga Auto and Truck Center, and Park Falls BP. Milwaukee Brewer Baseball, 98Q Country.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. Schwamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, schwamiganhomefurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Schwamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. Warga's Auto and Truck Center offers free estimates and services all makes and models. Warga's, getting you back on the road faster. Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards from PNC Park here in Pittsburgh. And Josh Maurer, the Brewers, with a good response last night after a tough loss in the series opener to come back and put together the big inning in the fifth inning. And, of course, really, I think it all starts, though, with what Brandon Woodruff gave them on the mound.
He was exceptionally good, Lane, with those seven innings of two-hit shutout baseball. And the good thing about Woodruff as far as you look at the month that he's been back from the injured list, he's looked like what you have come to expect from Brandon Woodruff, and there were question marks if that would be the case. You know, you missed 4 months. That's a very long time with a serious injury. That can certainly affect a pitcher even when he comes back, but that has not happened with Woodruff. So very good news on that front, but you got to turn the page today to Freddie Peralta.
We've talked a lot about the Brewers lineup and what it's done throughout most of the month of August and did a lot of in that Philadelphia series as well. We didn't see as much of it on Monday night, but they got back to it again last night. Long, lengthy at-bats, grinding out at-bats, and that second time through against Jackson, the Brewers looked like they had learned what they needed to from him, and they made the adjustments they needed to.
Well, they took pitches. I guess that was the difference. And to be honest, Andre Jackson just lost command for the strike zone when he was throwing out of the stretch. And then they had a six-run fifth inning that was the difference in the game. There actually wasn't a lot of offense other than that inning. But when you're putting up a big crooked number, Lane, that's enough, especially when you got Woodruff pitching a gem.
Yeah, if you have six in one inning, if you don't do a lot in the other eight, you're probably going to be in pretty good shape anyway, especially with this Brewers pitching staff. Brewers, of course, turn the page. They try to win this series here today, and that's the thought process. Just continue to win series with a two-and-a-half game lead in the division. That usually is going to get things done with 20-plus games remaining.
Last game against the Pirates, too. And so you've got an opportunity here to win this series. They would be four series against Pittsburgh, and you wouldn't have lost any of them. That's taking care of business against a team that actually has improved this year from what we had seen the previous couple of years.
Yeah, the Pirates have taken a step forward. They got tough news today. Andrew McCutchen is going to be out for the rest of the year, and this is a Pirates team hoping to make another big step next year in 2024. We've got plenty more. We're going to sit down with the manager, Craig Council, when we return after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
Brewers pregame is sponsored by
Yelich to right center and deep. Get up! Get up! Get out of here! Gone!
Menards, Lane's Farm and Fleet.
Back Blackman! Adames has gone deep, and the Brewers have the lead.
Delta Dental.
The pitch, a high drive out to right. Going back is Madris, looking up, and that ball is gone for Rowdy Tellez.
And Wisconsin Biofuels on the Brewers Radio Network.
The Brandy Old Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours more official? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsinly Brandy. It's smooth, delicious, produced and bottled right here in Wisconsin. For more convenience, try Drink Wisconsinly's Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Ask for Drink Wisconsinly beverages where brandy is served or sold.
Make any hour happy hour with Drink Wisconsinly.
Think responsibly when you drink Wisconsinly. Drink Wisconsinly Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
At Annex Wealth Management, we believe every portfolio tells a story. After all, we've analyzed thousands. Some reflect diligence and fortitude. Others, a mishmash of overlapping investments. When Annex reviews your portfolio, we spot what works, what might not, and then provide unbiased suggestions free from sales commissions. Every portfolio tells a story. Let's work on yours. Investment, retirement, tax, and estate planning. As a fee-only fiduciary, that's our story. Head to annexwealth.com.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, Brewers and Pirates getting set for the final game from PNC Park. And the final time these two teams face off for this year. We're joined by Brewers manager Craig Council. And Craig, going back to last night, Brandon Woodruff just continues to pitch so well. And the caught stealing in the first inning, I thought, was a big play because it just really helped him settle in and dominate like he has so often.
Yeah. Bay led off with a really good at-bat against them, fouled off some pitches and got a 3-2 base hit. And then, so just to get out of that inning with a low pitch count, I think that set up the night. And then, you know, kind of getting through the second inning, he started to get on cruise control after that, I thought. And it was, it was 12, 15 pitch innings, just really good stuff and kind of in the strike zone a lot. You know, we talked about it before, is they're not a very aggressive team. They don't chase a lot, but Woody is kind of the perfect guy for that because he's in the strike zone a lot, and they took a lot of balls and fell behind the count.
To challenge in the first inning, I mean, you're very confident that you're going to win that challenge when you ask them to take a look at it. How have you guys been able to streamline that process where you've been able to get word quickly and be confident in a challenge like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's, and the replay guys, for sure, you know, when you're looking at first inning challenges, it, there's always a little more added pressure on that because, you know, then you lose a game's worth of kind of challenges. So there's a, there's always that, when that phone rings in the first inning for them, that's the one, you know, you really want to get right. As you go, as the game goes on, it's a little less important to be right there because there's obviously not as many plays going to happen. But that first inning, it's important to get it right. And they did a nice job. Bays came off the bag in the process of the slide. Willie kept the tag on and ended up being a big play, like you said.
You didn't get the big inning in the fourth inning, but how did that influence what you were able to do in the fifth inning? Because you really made Jackson work in that fourth.
Yeah, I mean, I think we made him work for sure. I mean, he was locked in, essentially, the first three innings. And we found a little crack in the armor in the fourth, made him work hard, and then got the leadoff guy on right away in the fifth, and so right back to pressure. And that's always the big thing, is like, put pressure on him, he gets out of it, next time out there, pressure right away again, and we finally got in the crack.
Back with more with Craig after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Your country. 98Q Country.
South Fork Electric, based out of Ogemaw, Wisconsin, is ready to serve Price County and the surrounding area with all of your electrical needs. New construction and remodels, new and existing service upgrades, standby generator system installations, and much, much more. Fully licensed and insured with over 20 years in the trade. South Fork Electric, done once, done right. Call now, 715-767-5263, or email them, sforkelectric@gmail.com. Game day will always be a big win when you grab all of your beer, wine, spirits, snacks, and more from your local Brandy Lake BP in Woodruff. And while you're there, fuel up with BP gasoline with Invigorate, designed to prevent dirt buildup. And then run your vehicle through their advanced technology touchless car wash for that sparkly, shiny, clean vehicle. Brandy Lake BP. Always, every day low prices at a great value. Highway 51 North in Woodruff.
The J.C. Builders team of Phillips will bring your vision to life. Our playbook is geared towards specializing in custom homes, storage buildings, additions, and remodels. We're committed to excellence and employ the area's best craftsmen to make that dream project something you can treasure. J.C. Builders, where quality custom homes come to life. Give them a call at 715-339-4234 or log on to jcbuilderswi.com.
Northwoods Accents in Mercer, Wisconsin features up North-style furniture, including Symbol mattresses of all sizes in stock and a full line of best craft furniture. Match up those with coordinating accessories like candles, lamps, bedding, artwork, and other unique items from many different manufacturers. Check them out on Facebook for more specials. Northwoods Accents Furniture, Highway 51, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-9154. Warga's Auto and Truck Center is your worry-free auto repair place for auto, body, tune-ups, oil changes, and more. Warga's, Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers and Pirates getting set for game three of this three-game series. You'll hand the ball to Freddie Peralta. He's the reigning NL Pitcher of the Month. And sometimes those awards are challenging, but that was one where when you, I'm a voter in it, and you got the packet, you knew before you even opened it that Freddie Peralta was going to be the vote for NL Pitcher of the Month. That's the kind of month he put together for you.
Yeah, he's been awesome. You know, the stuff is kind of all clicking. The breaking ball, the changeup, the fastball, been just really, really good. So, you know, that's great. Unfortunately, that's in the past, and we got to move forward, and he's got to go out and pitch today. So it's up to him to just to really just get everything working. That's the key to this whole thing. It's the same thing. If he's in the strike zone with all three pitches, he will have success today. Now, he's going to, you know, but what this team does well is they don't chase. So, like, the changeup below the zone is going to be an interesting pitch today. Like, will they chase that pitch? I think that may be one of the keys to the game today, is like how those lefties react to his changeup.
We really thought that the Pirates might go with Mitch Keller today. It would have been his day to pitch, but they're going to go with Selby to start, and I guess try to keep everybody guessing as the game goes along.
Yeah, this is an opener situation, so you know, there's they've some lefties down there that they could flip out. So you know, we'll just, it's one of those games where with play by ear, but we kind of put our regular lineup in there and lefty or righty. And so we're, you know, we got some lefties, we got some righties in there, and however they want to do it, we'll be able to adjust.
All right, good luck today, Craig.
Thanks, Lane.
Craig Council with us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. We've got more when we return after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Another Wisconsin summer, sitting by a cozy campfire, catching some sun on your favorite lake, or going to our favorite ballpark. Carbless, handcrafted vodka, tequila, and rum cocktails are ready to enjoy anywhere you find yourself this summer. Carbless has zero carbs, zero sugar, gluten-free, and is only 100 calories, so you can experience bliss without the guilt. Choose from flavors like black raspberry, lemon lime, or pineapple. Don't let your summer fly by without one. Discover Carbless online or at a retailer near you.
Feeling, loving, experiencing. Life is made up of moments. By participating in the All of Us research program, you have the opportunity to provide essential health data that can help improve the lives of countless people by allowing researchers to learn more about diseases and illnesses, creating more moments that matter. Join today by going to joinallofus.org. This is your moment to make a moment. Help create the next medical breakthrough. That's joinallofus.org.
Chemical and Industrial Engineering is now offered at Concordia University, so you can have it all. An exceptional hands-on learning experience and a full campus life. Be an athlete, a musician, or a worship leader while earning your high-demand engineering degree. In just 4 years, you'll be out there building a better world. Get started today. Visit cuw.edu/engineering. Concordia University, developing students to be ready to step out into the world and make an uncommon impact since 1881.
Brewers and Pirates coming up at PNC Park, and it's time now as we continue the On Deck Show built by Menards for a couple of important monumental occasions in Baltimore Orioles history.
What?
Well, yeah, we're going to talk about the Orioles in today's drink, Wisconsinably Brandy Old Fashioned history. On this day in 1995, September the 6th, that was when Cal Ripken broke the record most thought would never be broken, Lou Gehrig's consecutive games played record, as Cal got into his 2,131st consecutive game and received a 22-minute standing ovation when that game became official. Then the very next year, September 6th, 1996, Eddie Murray hit his 500th home run playing for the Orioles against Detroit. Whether you're enjoying the game at the lake, in the lot, or in your lawn chair, Drink Wisconsinably has your cocktails covered with Drink Wisconsinably Brandy or their new brandy, old-fashioned in a can. Ask for it where brandy is sold or served. Time to move along to the injury report presented by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, where there is a difference. It'll be Aaron Ashby scheduled to continue his rehab assignment tonight, coming back from that shoulder surgery to pitch his second game with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. He is the starting pitcher scheduled tonight for Wisconsin. Should go just one inning, we think. Very special treat when you come back. Going to catch up with an all-time Brewers great who was in town over the past weekend. That's Corey Hart. Yeah, you'll hear Corey's thoughts on this year's team when we come back on the Brewers Radio Network.
What happens when you call your insurance company?
If you have water in your basement, press 1.
Most big companies have a recorded message or an app.
If you are in your living room and see sky when you look up, press 2.
But when something bad happens, you just want to talk to a person. On a day like that, that phone line can end up feeling like a lifeline. At a time like that, you want a company like West Bend. Because the worst brings out our best.
If there is a tree in your bedroom, press 3.
Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Is your yard ready for fall? Pick up the essentials during Fleet Farm's Fall Yard Prep. Get everything you need, like Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Lawn Food. On sale, $49.99. Get 5 bags of Scott's Triple Shred Mulch for just $10. And all poly tarps are 20% off. Plus, shop our wide selection of cleanup gear like rakes, wheelbarrows, power equipment, and more. We have what you need for your everyday life. Fleet Farm.
Baseball, America's pastime. Ice cream, America's favorite dessert. A perfect match. Wisconsin's team and Wisconsin's ice cream, Cedar Crest. Made in small batches from scratch and slowly pasteurized to lock in flavor Ice cream isn't just a business at Cedar Crest, it's a passion. So while baseball's trying to speed up the game this year, don't speed up the ice cream. Savor it slowly, enjoying every amazing bite. Cedar Crest, it's the best.
It's the On Deck Show, built by Menards at PNC Park. Brewers and Pirates coming up here today. Our pregame guest is a man who needs no introduction on these airwaves. Couple-time All-Star with the crew, Corey Hart, who was in town last weekend. How was it being back in Milwaukee, by the way, on Saturday? What was it like?
That's great. I mean, I don't get back here too often, but it's one of those things that the town always embraces me and just makes me feel pretty good. So it's like a second home. I don't get here too often, but when I do, it's always fun and I enjoy it really good.
You got to throw out a first pitch to Vinny Rotino, and I know you know Vinny very well, but what was that like? Was it fun?
It was great. I mean, they asked me who I wanted, if you know, one of the coaches or one of the curtain guys, but yeah, me and Vinny go way back, and if I get a chance to throw to a buddy, it's, I always try to take advantage of that.
Let me ask you, before we look back at your time here, I know that you really follow the Brewers day in and day out still from back home in Arizona. So give me the rundown as you watch the team this year, what you think as we've gotten into September. We're the first place club.
I mean, obviously, the pitching's really good. It stands out, and defense has been amazing. So, yeah, that's one of those teams that pitching first team. But hitting, they have a lot of guys that have a chance to be productive and do good. It's just, you know, one of those things that baseball's hard, and offense can, you know, can be up and down. But, you know, they have the guys that if they get hot at the right time, it could be a team that could go a long way.
What makes Craig Counsell so special? I know you've known Craig for a long time. So as a manager now, when you see him in that seat, what is it that makes him so good at what he does?
Well, I think, you know, Craig was never like a star. So I think he was one of those guys that always had a grind to be, you know, to be a big leaguer. And of course, he was a big leaguer for a long time. But he was a guy that was never settled. He was always there and always consistent. So I think that because it was so hard for him to be his, you know, to have that long career and to be a big leaguer for as long as he was, you know, he understands the grind. He understands the ups and downs of the game and what it takes and, you know, how to manipulate certain things. So the lineup, I think he does a great job. The lineup, so, you know, with the team that doesn't score 10 runs, you know, consistently, which, you know, it's one of those things where you got to find a way to manipulate the lineup, and he does a really good job at that. And he gets definitely the most out of his players, which is, that's all you can ask for from a manager standpoint.
Yeah. Corey Hart is our guest on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Getting to catch up with him in Milwaukee last weekend. When you look back now and you played the majority of your career in a Brewers uniform, when you look back on those years, was it the 2008 season that stands out most, or am I missing something? Is there a moment that you think of more than any other when you think back to those days?
I mean, the 08 was probably the best team, like as in like chemistry and just doing it for the city. I mean, it was such a cool environment consistently, and just like we were real, because we were pretty good in 07. We almost made the playoffs that year. It is one of those things where we kind of understood the importance of us making it in that kind of situation. So that turned into a really cool do it for the town type team. And when CeCe came around, and as good as CeCe was, and it was so cool. And then that was one of those years where, you know, you lost Ned late in the year, then Swaim came out and took it, you know, kind of took over towards the end of the year, and just trying to do it for him, because we all, it's tough to beat Del Swaim and Eddie Cedar as coaches. So you have those two with you. It was just a cool environment. And then, of course, you know, 2011 was great because we were arguably the best team in that National League that year. We ran across a really tough late surging Cardinal team. You know, I think if we make it through that series, we win the World Series that year too. So it was a lot of good years, but I think just everything that happened in 08 was, it's kind of hard to match that.
Great stuff. Corey, it was so good to see you this weekend. Thanks so much for your time.
No, appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Corey Hart, Brewers legend, our guest here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. When we come back to Pittsburgh, we'll get you today's starting lineups. It's the Brewers and the Pirates coming up on the Brewers Radio Network.
The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime ribs. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Wolf's Den Bar and Grill in Mercer, Wisconsin is a great place to enjoy the nice social atmosphere, relaxing dining experience, and the beautiful view of Lake San Domingo. They've got 6 flat screen TVs so you can catch all the sports games of your favorite teams, the Monday tacos, the Tuesday ribeye steak, and the Thursday all-you-can-eat wings, Friday the fish fry, and Saturday prime rib. The Wolf's Den, right on Highway 51 and right next to the snowmobile and ATV trail, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-244. South Fork Electric, based out of Ogama, Wisconsin, is ready to serve Price County and the surrounding area with all of your electrical needs. New construction and remodels, new and existing service upgrades, standby generator system installations, and much, much more. Fully licensed and insured with over 20 years in the trade. South Fork Electric, done once, done right. Call now, 715-767-5263, or email them, sforkelectric@gmail.com. Home Slice Pizza in Mercer, a great place to stop by for a bite to eat, a family gathering, watch your favorite sporting event. You can choose from their signature pizzas, subs, wings, salads, cheesy garlic bread, their breadsticks with all your favorite sauces. Order to take out, dine in, or take it over to the tap house and enjoy the food with your favorite craft beer. For your convenience, you can order ahead online at homeslicemercer.com. Home Slice Pizza on Sarnio Road in beautiful Mercer, Wisconsin. Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers 24/7 towing and roadside service. Worga's, your worry-free truck and auto repair center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Pirates and Brewers deciding the 3-game series this afternoon from Pittsburgh. Welcome back to the On Deck Show, built by Menards. It's time to get you the starting lineups as the Brewers try to win the set. They are presented by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure. Visit WIIN at WisconsinInfrastructure.com. Brewers facing an opener today, and not quite sure of the pitching plans after the right-hander Colin Selby in the first inning. Christian Yelich is in the leadoff spot. He's off his feet, though. He'll be the designated hitter. And William Contreras, who had his hitting streak snapped at 14 yesterday, will try to start a new one. Contreras batting second and catching. Carlos Santana again batting third and playing first. The former Pirate, Sal Frelick, having a great series here, is back in the cleanup spot, and Frelick's in center. Willie Adames, the shortstop, will again bat fifth. And Mark Canha, now the owner of a 17-game on-base streak, is hitting in the sixth spot. Canha plays right. Bryce Terang, the second baseman, is up a spot today to seventh in the order. And Andrew Monasterio, wielding a red-hot bat, he'll hit eighth and play third. Meanwhile, in left field, it's Tyrone Taylor to round out the lineup for Craig Counsell. Freddy Peralta's on the bump, his first start since being named the National League Pitcher of the Month for August. And Ji-Won Bae leads off against Freddy for the Pirates. He'll be in center field for this one. The ever-dangerous Brian Reynolds is hitting second, Reynolds in left. And key Brian Hayes, the third baseman, will bat third. Jack Sawinski is the designated hitter today. Sawinski cleans up. Then it's Joshua Palacios getting the start in right field. He'll bat fifth. Rookie Leover Peguero's at second base, hitting sixth. The former Cub, Alfonso Rivas, the first baseman, is batting seventh. Then a couple of players who did not play in the first two games of this series. Alika Williams, a rookie shortstop, hits eighth. Now doing the catching is Jason DeLay. He will bat in the ninth spot, again, all to face Freddy Peralta. It is the Brewers and the Pirates. Final meeting of the season between these two Central Division rivals. When we come back to the On Deck Show, built by Menards, Lane returns with more, so keep it right here on the Brewers Radio Network.
Get ready for fall with hot deals at Menards. Save big on hardwood firewood bundles. $3.99 each after 11% off. Fire up the grill. Royal Oak Hickory Charcoal is just $6.99 after rebate. Tackle fall projects with performance work gloves. $2.99 a pair after 11% off. And a 17-pound bag of fall lawn food with weed control is $14.99 after rebate. Good through September 10. Savings are mailing rebates. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Truck
drivers. Stay busy and find a job with the hometime paychecks and predictability you need at Schneider. Our industry-leading selection of driving jobs means you can get the home time that suits your schedule, whether that be daily, weekly, monthly, or something in between. New to truck driving? No problem. Schneider helps new drivers earn their CDL with company-paid CDL training and tuition reimbursement options. Don't wait. Find your perfect driving job today at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com. Get your game on at the Island Resort and Casino with first-round picks of your favorite slots and table games. Bring friends and watch your favorite team compete on big screens. Grab Game Day Eats in Team XC's Sports Bar. Or celebrate your team's victory in Horizon's Steakhouse. To book your game time at the Island Resort and Casino, call 800-682-6040 today.
And the home of the brave.
Let's hear it for Solomon Onyuku.
Playing of our national anthem, the singing of our national anthem here in Pittsburgh before the finale between the Brewers and the Pirates. Milwaukee Brewers baseball is being brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards. Prevea Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure. Investment Now. Delta Dental. Quick Trip. Fleet Farm. Woodman's Food Markets. Pomp's Tire. West Bend Insurance. The Silver Lining. U.S. Cellular. America's Homegrown Wireless. Hupy and Abraham. Carbless Handcrafted Premium Cocktails. NX Wealth Management, know the difference. And Island Resort and Casino. Brewers, Pirates, the finale. And the finale for the season between these two teams is just around the corner on the On Deck Show built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. We auction the usual with the unusual. There are many different items we auction, from tractors, machinery, vehicles, UTVs, and boats, to furniture, antiques, housewares, and collectibles. You never know what you will find at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime rib. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
The J.C. Builders team of Phillips will bring your vision to life. Our playbook is geared towards specializing in custom homes, storage buildings, additions, and remodels. We're committed to excellence and employ the area's best craftsmen to make that dream project something you can treasure. J.C. Builders, where quality custom homes come to life. Give them a call at 715-339-4234 or log on to jcbuilderswi.com.
Northwoods Accents in Mercer, Wisconsin features up North-style furniture, including symbol mattresses of all sizes in stock and a full line of best craft furniture. Match up those with coordinating accessories like candles, lamps, bedding, artwork, and other unique items from many different manufacturers. Check them out on Facebook for more specials. Northwoods Accents Furniture, Highway 51, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-9154. Warga Auto and Truck Center has trained technicians ready to service your entire family of vehicles. Warga's Auto and Truck Center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Download our app, iOS, Apple, and Android devices. Go to Play Store or App Store, type in Heckman Auction, that's H-U-E-C-K-M-A-N, Auction, download and start bidding, or go to HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
PNC Park temperatures should get up into the 90s. Brewers try to win the series. They've already clinched the season series from their Central Division rival Pittsburgh Pirates. Time to wrap up the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Josh Maurer back with you, and let's drive around the league. We'll get you a preview of what's coming up in Major League Baseball today. And it's brought to you by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Operating Engineers, and trusted contractors who are building Wisconsin together. Well, the Brewers still have that 2.5-game lead in the Central Division coming into this Wednesday and game number 139 of their season. 2.5 games ahead of the Cubs, who came back to beat the Giants again last night. Chicago continues to be one of, if not the hottest teams in baseball. And coming up in just a little bit, it's going to be at Wrigley, the finale between the San Francisco Giants and Cubs. Giants have lost 5 in a row now. They turn to the left-hander Alex Wood, the veteran. Meanwhile, rookie lefty Jordan Wicks, just recently up there. He's 2-0 already as a big leaguer for the Cubs. He's going to get the ball for David Ross. And we will keep you posted. First pitch is coming up at about 1:20 Central Time there from the north side of Chicago. It was another great come-from-behind win yesterday for a team that's become known as the Rally Reds. Got a 3-run home run late to tie the Mariners and a walk-off hit in the ninth to beat the Mariners. And now it'll be Cincinnati trying to sweep Seattle. One of the best teams since the All-Star break anywhere. The Mariners have come into Great American Ballpark and lost 2 straight. Tonight, that's a 6:40 first pitch. The Mariners sending Logan Gilbert, one of their best. And with the Reds having all the injuries and illnesses in their starting rotation, they're going to turn to Lyon Richardson, who has not pitched much in his big league career. And that game is later tonight at Great American Ballpark. Speaking of pitching issues, we had no idea who the Pirates were going to throw here today. As it turns out, it looks like it'll be a bullpen day, starting with certainly a bullpen arm, right-hander rookie Colin Selby, and he is beginning his warm-up tosses. We do know who's going for the crew, and it has been one of the best pitchers in baseball for the last month and a half, Freddie Peralta. He'll be Selby's opponent at the outset, and we're just about ready to go for the play-by-play in Pittsburgh. Here is my partner, Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you very much, Josh. A reminder that this copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. This legal disclaimer is brought to you by the Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today at Boucher.com. Christian Yelich strolls to the plate, and we are ready to get the finale of this three-game series underway here this afternoon in Pittsburgh. Colin Selby with that beard looks in. 25-year-old right-hander. This is an opener situation for the Pirates, and the first pitch to Yelich misses high, and it is 1-0. 12:37 Eastern time, our first pitch. Here today at PNC Park, 1-0 pitch. That's the breaking ball in on that back foot, and it's a swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. 87 warm degrees here in western Pennsylvania. The 1-1 missed inside, and it's 2-1 on Christian. Yelich on the season hitting .274, 17 home runs and 70 driven in. As Selby comes set and from the stretch, the 2-1 missed way outside. It's 3-0 on Yelich. 0-6 with an RBI in this series. He had a sac fly for an RBI last night to the warning track and left. Here's the 3-1, and Yelich rips one foul off the netting. Just past first base in foul territory, and the count is full. It's 3-2 on Selby. I should say on Yelich, facing Selby. Selby looks in and brings home the 3-2 pitch. It's high, and Yelich works the leadoff walk. So the Brewers get their leadoff man aboard, Ortho ASAP, walk right in, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Time to tell you about our quick trip around the bases presented by Quick Trip. And today's contestant is Don McKeever from Hortonville. If the Brewers score in the first inning, Don wins a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Quick Trip's Nature's Touch ice cream. First pitch to William Contreras is on that outside edge for a strike, and it's 0-1. To NRC Stores for details. Good luck to you, Don. Good start with that leadoff walk for Christian Yelich. Selby long hold here and brings home the 0-1 to Contreras, and he missed high with a two-seam fastball. It's even now, one ball and one strike. Selby has not thrown more than two innings in an outing this season and no more than 35 pitches in one outing, so he's not going to be around for long. The pitch, Contreras took down and away, and it's two balls and one strike. See how Derek Shelton pieces it together from there in terms of trying to get the 27 outs here today for the Pirates. Two-one pitch, and there's a strike. It's even at 2-2. Contreras stepping out for a moment. Selby looking in. Yelich with his lead from first, and the 2-2 pitch is outside. The count is full, so back-to-back full counts against Selby here on the top of the first for the Brewers. Yelich worked the walk too deep to be determined for William Contreras, who had his 14-game hitting streak snapped last night. 3-2 pitch way outside, and Contreras works the walk. And the Brewers in business here to start at the top of the first. Back-to-back walks. Ortho ASAP walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. And now, first and second and nobody out. And Carlos Santana coming to the plate. There was a brief conversation going on between C.B. Buckner and Jeff Nelson, the crew chief, but nothing has changed. Still first and second, and nobody away for Santana, the former Pirate. Selby brings home the pitch, and Santana took a high strike at the very top of the zone with a two-seam fastball, and it's 0-1. Good start to this inning for the Brewers, trying to jump right back on top of the Pirates here after being able to pull out the 7-3 victory last night. Santana takes low. It's a ball and a strike. C.B. Buckner is the home plate umpire. Ben May is at first. Crew chief Jeff Nelson's at second base, and Chris Siegel is the third base umpire today. Umpire's wearing the baby blue tops. It's a good look.
Mm-hmm.
I know Josh Maurer is in agreement. The 1-1 is high, and it's two balls and a strike here on Santana.
The best look for an ump, in my opinion.
You don't leave much room for argument on that. That is, you have a hard stance on that.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of the first things you point out every time the umpires are wearing the baby blue tops. Selby looks back at second and the 2-1. And Santana, a high fly ball into center. Back goes Jiwon Bae. A couple of steps underneath of it makes the catch. Yelich is going to try to tag from second. On his way to third, he's in there safely. Following right behind him into second is Contreras. So it's a productive out for Santana as he moves both of the runners up 90 feet. And the Brewers with a couple of runners in scoring position now for Sal Frelick. We anticipate that Bailey Falter will be the next pitcher for the Pirates in this game. But we'll have to wait and see. That is the mystery of going with an opener. So here's Frelick. First pitch to him. He has a strike on the outside edge. And it's 0-1. Sal 3-for-6 in this series. Hitting .245 on the year now. Three home runs and 19 driven in. A one pitch. Frelick fouls it straight back into the net. And it's nothing and two. There is a little breeze today, which is, I think, a very welcome thing for everybody down on that field. With it being 87 degrees at first pitch. A little bit of cloud cover, too, which is helpful. But there's still plenty of sunshine poking through. 0-2 to Frelick. And a swing and a miss. Sal strikes out. That is a huge strikeout for Colin Selby. And there's two down now for Willie Adames. So Adames strolls to the plate here, 0-for-6 in this series. Batting average sitting at .209 with 22 home runs and 65 driven in. He's historically hit well in this ballpark. This has been a friendly confine for him. First pitch is on the inside edge for a strike, and it's 0-1. Adames looking back at C.B. Buckner, just getting clarification out to where that pitch was. Selby comes set just above the belt in the 0-1 pitch, and Adames rolls that one foul at the third baseline, and he's behind. No balls and two strikes. There is action already in that Pirates bullpen. A left-hander currently getting loose for Pittsburgh. Selby's 0-2. And Adames, a high fly ball to deep left. Racing back is Reynolds to the warning track, to the wall. It is gone. Willie Adames with a three-run shot, and the Brewers on top 3-0 here in the top of the first. 23rd home run of the season for Willie. Adames got a slider down and away, and he got the barrel to it and just got it out of here to left field. And what a way to start for the crew here in this series finale. And congratulations to Don McKeever of Hortonville. $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Quick Trip and Nature's Touch ice cream. Here's the first pitch to Mark Canna, and that one missed high. It's 1-0. And, of course, also $100 donated to the Hunger Task Force Milwaukee, courtesy of Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. Canna up and in. He's able to lean back and get out of the way. Two balls and no strikes. Making a difference to fight hunger in our community. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. That had to feel good for Willie Adames. Off the bat, you thought it was going to get over Reynolds' head. Wasn't sure if it was going to fly, but it did. Canna unable to check his swing on that slider down and away, and it's 2-1.
I mean, that's an early game changer. Looked like Selby might get out of the jam with nothing. Willie made sure that wasn't the case.
2-1 pitch is way outside. Three balls and one strike. Yeah, those are the difference-making swings in a game. And you hear Craig Counsell talk about it a lot. Teams that hit three-run home runs tend to go on to win the game. That is a trend that is pretty tried and true across history in Major League Baseball. Canna works the walk as the pitch misses inside. Third walk of the inning issued by Selby. And now Oscar Marin is going to come out and chat with his right-hander, who has thrown 27 pitches now in this inning. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. And this is, again, what we've seen a lot of from this Brewers team here recently. Lengthy at-bats, working walks, and then taking advantage of mistakes that are thrown. I wouldn't even necessarily say that the pitch Adames hit was a huge mistake. It was not off the plate as much as I think Selby wanted it to be. But Willie just displaying his ability to reach out and get the barrel to that ball and pull it in the air. And you don't pull that ball very often in the air as a right-handed hitter, but that's exactly what he did. So here's Bryce Terang, the seventh batter of the inning, with Canna at first and two outs. Selby brings home the pitch, and Terang shoots one foul and out of play. Left field side, it's 0-1. It is Bailey Falter that has been getting loose in that Pirates bullpen. As Selby brings home the 0-1, and Terang flinched at a strike, and it's nothing and two. But this is such a great start to this game for the Brewers. Come out and make a statement right out of the gate. O-2 pitch. Terang, did he check? C.B. Buckner says he did. They appealed to third. Chris Siegel agrees. Able to check in time on a pitch that missed low with a curveball. It's 1-2.
You know, the other thing about it, Lane, is that you're handing the ball now to Freddy Peralta, who you feel so good about these days, and you're giving him at least a three-run lead before he throws a pitch.
1-2. Way outside. It sails all the way back to the backstop and now ends up over the backstop and into the stands. So Mark Canna is going to end up at second base here on the wildest of wild pitches. Selby gets a new baseball, and it's now 2-2 on Terang. That sailed all the way back, and it hit the top of the LED board and at such an angle that it went up over the screen. Here's the 2-2 to Bryce, and he rolls one foul into the Brewers' dugout. It stays at 2-2. Now, you can't script a better start, Josh. You're right. With Freddy Peralta on the mound, to give him a 3-run advantage, it almost feels unfair. The way he's been pitching here recently. Selby's 2-2. And Terang, a chopper up the first baseline, but that will roll foul. And Bryce putting together a nice at-bat here. And just really battling. It has been a hallmark of this team 1-9 during this recent hot stretch. And it is carried over into the first inning here today as well. Battling at the plate. Competitive at-bats. 2-2. And Terang rolls that one foul behind home plate. And the count stays at 2-2. This is now a 34-pitch inning for Selby. It's going to at least be a 35-pitch inning. That is the most pitches he's thrown in any outing this season. And the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him with a slider down. A couple of strikeouts for Selby, but 3 runs for the Brewers. They do it on just 1 hit. There were 3 walks, and there was a man left here in the top of the first. We played half an inning. It's the Brewers 3 and the Pirates coming up on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at Christopher Electric, LLC.
The Wolf's Den Bar and Grill in Mercer, Wisconsin is a great place to enjoy the nice social atmosphere, relaxing dining experience, and the beautiful view of Lake San Domingo. They've got 6 flat-screen TVs so you can catch all the sports games of your favorite teams, the Monday tacos, the Tuesday ribeye steak, and the Thursday all-you-can-eat wings, Friday the fish fry, and Saturday prime rib. The Wolf's Den, right on Highway 51 and right next to the snowmobile and ATV trail. Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-244. Home Slice Pizza in Mercer, a great place to stop by for a bite to eat, a family gathering, watch your favorite sporting event. You can choose from their signature pizzas, subs, wings, salads, cheesy garlic bread, their breadsticks with all your favorite sauces. Order to take out, dine in, or take it over to the tap house and enjoy the food with your favorite craft beer. For your convenience, you can order ahead online at homeslicemercer.com. Home Slice Pizza on Sarnio Road in beautiful Mercer, Wisconsin. Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers free estimates and services all makes and models. Worga's, getting you back on the road faster. Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
How about a 3-run lead for Freddy Peralta before he throws a pitch in this game as we go to the bottom of the first. And the first pitch to Jiwon Bae is fouled up and out of play, and it's 0-1. Freddy making start number 27 on the year. 11-8 with a 3.85 ERA. That does not tell the whole story, though. 0-1 is a ground ball to third. Plays it on a couple of hops to Monasterio. Throws across to Santana. And Bae is the first out here in the first. One away for Brian Reynolds. Peralta having a monster month of August. He is, to be honest with you, as good as any pitcher in baseball right now. Last outing on September 1st, he picked up right where he left off in August. 6 innings, 2 hits, and 1 run allowed against the Phillies. As Brian Reynolds fouls one down into the dirt, and it's 0-1. Started Reynolds up with a changeup, and that was the pitch that Craig Counsell talked about. He's going to be an intriguing pitch to watch over the course of this game today. 0-1 from Peralta. Missed outside of the fastball, and it's 1-1. Freddie has had a lot of success with that changeup here in this current stretch of dominant performances to left-handers. 1-1 missed outside of the fastball, and it's two balls and one strike. But this is a Pirates team that traditionally doesn't chase as much, and they haven't chased that changeup away as much either. So will it be a pitch that Freddie can count on here this afternoon? 2-1. And swung on and fouled back. That was a changeup. And it's two balls and two strikes on Reynolds. Seven-game hitting streak for the Pirates' cornerstone. 265 average, 19 home runs, and 67 driven in for Reynolds. Peralta's 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got a slider in on that back foot. And he strikes out Reynolds for the second out of this inning. An ortho ASAP strikeout. First of the day for Freddie, and there's two down for Key Brian Hayes. Brewers baseball brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. With great taste, only 96 calories, it's Miller time. Peralta's first pitch to Hayes, and he checked at a strike with a fastball on the outside edge. And it's 0-1. 3-0 Brewers. Pirates at the plate here in the bottom of the first in Pittsburgh. 0-1. This is hit pretty well out to left. Racing back is Taylor at the track, at the wall. It is gone. Key Brian Hayes for this eighth home run since August the 8th. A solo shot. And the Pirates on the board. It's 3-1. Home run number 13 on the season for Key Brian Hayes. Tyrone got back there and gave it everything that he could, but it was not one that was going to be brought back into this park. That was a changeup on the inner part of the plate, and Hayes got his hands in and got through it and got the barrel to it. So here's Jack Suwinski, and the first pitch to him is hit well out to deep center field. Frelick racing back on an warning track with a play, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Suwinski gave it a ride, but the ballpark held it. Pirates get one back. It's 3-1 Brewers as we go to the second on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the tire professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hand-Cooked Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit pompstire.com.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
High-speed internet is essential today. So it's great news. Wisconsin is receiving over $1 billion to connect every corner of our state with broadband. As state officials prepare to spend those public dollars, they need to help ensure the project owners receiving those funds use Wisconsin workers to build this public infrastructure. Let's keep those dollars in our state to grow our economy, not someplace else. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now encourages you to tell state leaders to make certain what we build for Wisconsin is built by Wisconsinites.
Bob Uecker is the sound of summer.
Oh, my goodness.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Here at PNC Park. Brewers will leave on a jet plane to New York following the conclusion of this one and get ready for an off day in New York tomorrow and then a three-game series in the Bronx against the Yankees. New pitcher on for the Pirates, that's left-hander Bailey Falter, making his 15th appearance of the year, 1-8 with a 4.90 ERA. This is the left-hander the Pirates got at the deadline in that trade with the Phillies. Rodolfo Castro went to Philadelphia in that deal. And so Falter takes over here. This is really what the Brewers anticipated would be the case. And Andrew Monasterio will lead things off for the Brewers here in the top of the second, and he takes inside, and it's 1-0. Brewers with a 3-1 lead.